I really liked when I was in high school. But I would say most people got there early. We kind of like sit in the hallways and talk, but I never got there early. But they would talk. There's always club meetings in the morning. So I guess you'd have to go in early for stuff like that. I don't know. I would say it was like the hallways were very social. Like people always were talking in between classes. Like each grade had their own hallway. But like you were like, I mean, you went to different, yeah, each hallway had like a subject. So you had to go to every hallway for like a different class. It was like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I think were the hallways. I don't know if it went all the way that high. But it was like alphabetical letters. But then like each subject was on a different hallway, but then each grade had like their specific hallway too. Mm-hmm. So in the mornings, you're always with your grade. And then, but during the days, I would say it was very, people had their spots where they met. But it was crowded, the hallways were crowded. We got an hour for lunch, which was unusual compared to other high schools. So that was a big thing. People would always go outside and play hacky sack, or like wall ball, or something of that sort. But like we didn't have study hall. So I think there was like 7 periods, and one of your periods was like lunch, was an hour.
Okay. So. How would you describe the population of Roswell High School in terms of diversity?
Diversity. I would say, I mean, I think it's more diverse than people would say, but you probably don't notice it because people very much stick to their group of people, like their ethnicity or race or whatever. Like, I don't think there was a lot of diversity in the terms of friend diversity. Like, you know, like, I don't think a lot of white kids were friends with black kids, or a lot of white kids were friends with, like, Asian kids. Like, there was a big Korean population, but it didn't mix. Like, you kind of stayed. I mean, you were, like, friendly. I don't think there was, like, ever fights or, like, tension. And I think, I mean, you were very friendly to people, but I would say for the most part, people stayed in their group.
If somebody asked you to identify a reason why, could you?
Well, like, I mean, I would say it's just, like, what you have in common. Like, that's probably what people thought in high school. People aren't very as, like, confident and, like, I think they're more shallow. Like, they don't see past that. I think Roswell in itself doesn't have a very, like a big black population. So a lot of the kids came from like South Atlanta area. So I think that was a big thing. Like they didn't, you know, Roswell community, I think a lot of the kids, you grew up with them. So that was why it doesn't have a big Hispanic population, but a lot of those, it's kind of a new thing. You know, like I would say the Hispanic population is new in Roswell. So it just didn't mix really. I mean, like, very friendly. Like, I had friends of every different race, but, like, my friends who I hung out with was not diverse at all, so.
Would you say there were cliques or groups of people that weren't defined by race, you know, band kids, popular kids, whatever, that sort of thing?
Defined by race?
Not defined by race.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, there was, like, it was, I mean, the most, like, group of people, like, you could possibly imagine. Like, this is this group of friends, and, like, they would have names. Like, we were, like, 15 girls. It was, like, the most annoying thing ever, and everyone would call us, like, the Fab 15 or something. It was, like, obnoxious, and Caitlin, you know, she would call it the Frightening 15. Well, she was in it. She was in it, but, like, it was just, like, all this drama, but that was, like, that was our group, and, like, other groups would call us, like, the God Squad, and then, like, half the people in our group would be, like, so offended by that because they're, like, that's not how I am. And then there's, like, so that was us, and then we had, like, our guy friends, which were, like, Morgan Angert and, like, those people, and they were just, like, part of our group. There's less of them, though, but that was, like, one definite group. We were, like, the good kids, I would say. Uh-huh. We were, like, known as the good kids. And then there were definitely, like, the popular bad kids, and that they were in their own group. And then you definitely had other groups. Like, you could pick out, like, these friends.